Good morning, ladies, and welcome to the final day of Figuring Out Your Divorce Finances 5-Day Challenge. You've made it to the end of the week. Well done for hanging in there. Today we're going to be looking at your income and expenses, and you'll notice from the workbook that it's actually quite lengthy. And that's because it's really important, before you start negotiating, that you're clear about everything that you've got coming in and what you have going out. So the first thing to do is look at the income sheet. Write down all your sources of income. This will include money that you earn for yourself, any money that your husband is already giving you by way of spousal maintenance or money for the children because you've already separated, child tax credit, working tax credit, child benefit, any other sources of income such as carer's allowance, any money that you might have from parents coming in on a regular basis or from a trust fund. Write it all down so you actually get a figure that you know is your average monthly income. Then turn to your expenses. Your expenses start to include everything: your housing costs, your gas, water and electric, if you pay them. Include also a rough estimate of these costs if you don't currently pay them, but you think you're going to be paying them. So if it's likely that you're going to be staying in the house, write these down, because even if you're not paying it now, on divorce you probably will be. Equally, if you're going to be moving to a different property, see if you can find out the running costs of those properties. So include the gas, water, electric, the council tax, the house insurance, the TV licence, the broadband, your mobile phones. Include also your haircuts every month, the children's haircuts, any beauty treatments that you have on a regular basis, gym membership, the children's clubs and activities, their clothes, birthday gifts for the children, birthday gifts for your children's friends and parties. Include money that you put aside for spending on holidays, any pets that you have. Write it all down. Now, in terms of your overall settlement, the court will try to allow you to have a similar standard of living that you enjoyed before your divorce, but that might not be possible. So it's really important that you're as accurate as you can be in this exercise. So the court, if it came to it, could look at what you actually need. And if you underestimate what you need, you're going to end up with a settlement figure that doesn't meet your needs. You have to bear in mind that you may have to compromise on the standard of living that you have now. And that's why looking at where you can reduce your costs is incredibly important. But here's the thing, your husband and his lawyer will be looking at exactly this, because they will see this information during the course of the financial proceedings. So be as accurate as you can. Now, once you have all this information, you effectively have full financial disclosure. Now, some of the information you may need to wait for, and some of the information might be in your husband's hands, so you're not relatively able to access it. But here's the thing. Once you start financial proceedings for real, he is under a legal duty to disclose all the same financial information that you have in this document. If he doesn't, you need to let your solicitor know. If you don't currently have a solicitor, you need to find a solicitor to help you with this. Please do not go snooping in documents to which you do not legally have access, because this could land you in really hot water. So you've looked at your assets and your liabilities, and taking your liabilities away from the assets, you know personally how much your net worth is, and you know roughly what's in the marital pot. You also know what income you have of your own coming in and what expenses you have. Now you're in a position to start negotiating, because, ladies, you know your numbers. So thank you very much for signing up to the challenge. I hope you've found it useful. If I can help you further, you can contact me at emma@emmaheptonstall.com. You can find me on Facebook at The Divorce Alchemist and on Twitter at Divorce Alchemy. Remember that you can join the Facebook group Ladies Who Leave to share your experiences with other ladies going through the divorce process just like you. I look forward to connecting with you in future and being of service to you. Have a great day, ladies, and thank you.